This is a powerful model.
Ovo je jedan vrlo snažan model.
And it's into this model every statement that Ellen White ever made.
I čini mi se da se u njega mogu uklopiti svi citati koje Ellen White ikada izrekla.
Every statement she ever made can fit into this model.
Svaka njena izjava može se uklopiti u ovaj model.
Thus, Christ.
Prema tome, Hristos.
Was not like Adam before the fall.
Nije sličan Adamu pre pada.
And he's not like us after the fall.
A nije sličan nama ni posle pada.
He had innocent infirmities.
Ovi nevini nedostaci.
I mean, he came with a body subject to 4,000 years of heredity.
One dolaze kao posljedica telesnog izopačavanja u toku 4000 godina greha.
But he had no tendencies to sin.
Ali on imao ovu drugu posljedicu, sklonost prema grehu.
He's like us.
On je sličan nama,
but different than us.
Ali različit od nas.
He has a sinful nature.
On ima grešnu prirodu.
But that sinful nature has innocent infirmities rather than sinful
propensities. Ali ta grešna priroda sadrži samo ove nevine nedostatke, ali ne sadrži sklonost prema grehu.
The position of Melville.
Ova Melvillova pozicija
seems to be the exact position of Ellen White.
Izgleda da je tačna pozicija Ellen White.
Now we'll go back to that quotation that was raised at 1895.
Ajde sada da se vratimo ponovo onom citatu koji je objavljen 95.
When Jones was talking on this topic at the General Conference.
Kada je Jones govorio o ovoj tematici na generalnoj konferenciji.
The statement that comes from the second volume of the Testimonies, page 202.
Taj se citat pojavljuje u drugoj svesti svjedočanstva.
He was a brother, I'll read the quotation,
Evo citat.
He is a brother in our infirmities.
On nam je brat u našim nedostacima,
but not in possessing like passion.
Ali ne u posjedovanju istih strasti.
This model,
ovaj model
is the only model I know.
Je jedini model za koji ja znam.
That helps us harmonize everything that Ellen White said on the topic.
Koji nam pomaže da uskladimo sve ono što je Ellen White rekla o ovom pitanju.
We will come back to the topic of the human nature of Christ.
Mi ćemo se vratiti natrag na pitanje Hristove ljudske prirode.
When we get to the post 1955 period.
Kada se budemo bavili periodom posle 95.
But right now we'll just remember.
Ali upravo sada samo treba da zapamtimo.
That for 60 years of Adventist history.
Da u toku 60 godina adventističke istorije.
There will be two tracks on this topic.
Uvek će biti dva traga što se tiče ove tematike.
One visible,
jedan vidljivi,
and published,
objavljen,
the other invisible and largely unpublished.
Drugi nevidljiv i najvećim delom neobjavljen.
One developed by Prescott, Jones and Wagoner,
jedan koji su razvili Prescott, Jones i Wagoner,
the other developed by Ellen White.
A drugi koji se može zahvaliti Ellen White.
For 60 years,
60 godina,
the church will largely follow the visible track.
Crkva će najvećim delom slediti ovaj vidljivi trag.
And its perfectionistic theology.
I njegovu perfekcionističku teologiju.
We will particularly see that in the theology of M. L. Andreasen.
A posebno ćemo to zapaziti u teologiji Andreasena.
There is no official position on this topic in the Adventist Church.
Nema službeno prihvaćene pozicije adventističke crkve po ovom pitanju.
Why is there no official position?
Zašto nema službene pozicije crkve?
Because it's not a Bible doctrine.
Zato što to nije biblijska doktrina.
Meanwhile, there's a huge battle in the church over the topic.
U međuvremenu vodi se ogorčena bitka u crkvi po ovom pitanju.
The church has an unofficial position if you take a look at the vast majority of the leaders.
Crkva ima takozvanu neslužbenu politiku, ako vidite šta zastupa najveća većina naših starešina.
And that is that Christ did not have sinful tendencies.
A naime, to je ta pozicija da Hristos nije imao grešne sklonosti.
That's the current unofficial position of the church.
To je sadašnja neoficijalna pozicija crkve.
But before 1955,
ali pre 95.
It was the Jones and Wagoner position.
Bila je to Jonesova i Wagonerova pozicija.
Just basically just assumed.
Jednostavno mi smo pretpostavljali.
To be true.
Da je istinito.
Now you're going to see where this really makes a difference when we come to Andreasen.
Vi ćete sami videti da li je to stvarno nešto značajno kada budemo došli do Andreasena.
But before we get there.
Ali pre nego što stignemo tamo.
I need to make a summary.
Moram da napravim da kažem srž.
I am finished with the four topics dealing that came out of Minneapolis.
Ja sam završio sa četiri tematike koje su proizašle iz konferencije u Minneapolisu.
Between 1900 and 1920.
Ali tamo nekde oko 900-ih i 920-ih godina.
There would be five theological struggles of note.
Biće pet značajnih teoloških sukoba u okviru crkve.
In Adventist circles.
U adventističkim krugovima.
But no particular developments in Adventist theology from any of these.
Ali nije bilo nekih značajnih pomaka u adventističkoj teologiji ni na jednom od tih područja.
One would be the Holy Flesh movement.
Jedno je bio pokret svetog tela.
Which we talked about the other day.
O kome smo govorili juče.
Second would be the pantheism of Kellogg and Wagoner and others.
Drugo je panteizam Kelloga, Wagonera.
A third would be A.F. Ballinger.
Treće je Ballinger.
A leading Adventist evangelist.
Koji je bio jedan od vodećih adventističkih evangelista.
Who would have a crisis over the sanctuary topic in the early years of the 20th century.
Koji je prvih godina 20. veka pao u krizu što se tiče pitanja svetilišta, nebeskog svetilišta.
A fourth would be A.T. Jones.
Četvrta kriza je bila A.T. Jones.
Who developed a Pentecostal or holiness ecclesiology.
Koji je razvio jednu pentekostalnu ekleziologiju.
In which basically he was against any doctrine of the church.
U kojoj je on bio, kako da kažem, protiv svih doktrina crkve.
You said the Holy Spirit speaks to every person individually.
On kaže da Sveti Duh govori svakoj osobi posebno.
And if the Holy Spirit is speaking to each person,
i ako Sveti Duh se obraća svakoj osobi pojedinačno,
we'll just naturally move in harmony.
Onda će oni sasvim prirodno se ponašati skladno.
And so he developed a kind of a Pentecostal holiness type of approach to church government.
I tako je on razvio neki pentekostalni pristup starešinstvu crkve.
And then of course there would be the great battle over the daily.
Zatim tu je bila i ona velika bitka oko svakodnevne žrtve.
One of those struggles over Ellen White's writings.
Jedna od tih bitaka oko spisa duha proroštva.
That would last about 40 years.
Koja će potrajati negde oko 40 godina.
In case you don't know what the daily is,
u slučaju da ne znate šta je to svakodnevna žrtva,
Daniel 8:13.
Onda čitajte Danilo 8:14.
On one side would be Esen Haskell.
Na s jedne strane biće Haskell.
He would have the old view.
On će zastupati staro gledište.
And the other side would be W.W. Prescott.
A s druge strane će biti W.W. Prescott.
But like I said, this is no theological development comes.
Ali kao što sam ja rekao, nije bilo nikakvog teološkog napretka kao posljedica ovog sukoba.
So whether the daily was Christ's sacrifice or paganism.
I prema tome, da li je svakodnevna žrtva bila Hristova žrtva ili paganizam, nije se razjasnilo.
The whole battle was on a quotation from Ellen White.
Cela bitka vodila se na osnovu citata iz Duha proroštva.
And she repeatedly said,
a ona kaže mnogo puta,
I don't know what the daily is.
Ona kaže, ja ne znam šta je ta svakodnevna žrtva.
She says, furthermore, I don't care.
A nije meni briga.
It's not important.
Nije važno.
At least for what she was talking about.
Tako ona kaže.
But most importantly,
a mnogo važnije,
she said, don't use my writings to solve this problem.
Rekla je, nemojte se služiti mojim spisima da rešite ovu bitku.
But like the law in Galatians, the whole battle was over her writings.
Ali kao i u onom zakonu u Galatima, cela bitka se vodila oko njenih spisa.
I think there probably was a sixth theological issue that troubled the brethren mightily.
Ja mislim da je postojalo i šesto područje sukoba koje je veoma mučilo braću.
And that was the never-ending struggle over the king of the north.
A to je ona nikad završena bitka oko kraljeva sa severa.
You've probably noticed we don't have too much turmoil over most of these topics now.
Vi znate da sada više se ne vodi nikakva bitka oko toga.
Theologically they didn't go anywhere.
A teološki nisu nikud ni stigli.
Okay, I saw a hand out there somewhere.
Mislim da nećemo nigde ni stići.
Can explain to us what Christ had and we don't, and what we have and he don't.
Okay.
Because, you know, we were always, how can I, struggling about two views. And your view?
The two views that probably most people have heard about Christ's human nature in Ellen White.
Dva pogleda o kojima je najveći broj nas čuo što se tiče Hristove ljudske prirode.
One was whether he was just like Adam before the fall.
Jedna je bila da li on upravo onakav kakav je bio Adam pre pada,
or just like Adam after the fall.
Ili je potpuno isti sa Adamom posle pada.
That's what you've probably heard.
To je ono o čemu se kod nas čuje.
And that's where the battle has generally been fought.
I oko toga se u stvari bitka uopšteno govoreći i vodi.
The problem is neither one of those works.
Ali problem je u tome što nijedno od ovih gledišta ne radi.
There are ways in which Christ is like Adam after
jer,
the fall.
Jer ima nekih kako da kažem činjenica koje pokazuju da je Hristos bio sličan Adamu posle pada.
He has a sinful human nature.
Imao je grešnu ljudsku prirodu.
As Ellen White would say, degraded and defiled by sin.
On kaže da je ta njegova priroda bila unakažena grehom.
With 4,000 years of sinful inheritance.
4,000 godina grešnog nasljeđa je tome doprinelo.
He shared our infirmities.
On je zajedno s nama imao naše nedostatke.
But he wasn't altogether like Adam after the fall.
Ali on nije bio potpuno sličan Adamu posle pada.
There are ways that he was like Adam before the fall.
Jer bilo je načina po kojima smo rekli da je on bio sličan Adamu pre pada.
And not having sinful tendencies.
Jer nije imao grešne sklonosti.
So he's like Adam in some ways before the fall.
Dakle, na neki način on je sličan Adamu pre pada.
And like Adam in other ways after the fall.
A na drugi način on je sličan Adamu posle pada.
So both of the traditional positions captured a part of the truth.
Dakle, obe ove naše tradicionalne pozicije sadrže jedan deo istine.
But neither one was fully true.
Ali ni jedna od njih nije u potpunosti istinita.
And because of that the argument would last forever.
I upravo zbog toga ovaj sukob trajaće zauvek.
But this model here.
Ali ovaj model koji sam ja predstavio
answers all the
quotations. Odgovara na sva pitanja.
Okay?
No, he wants to. And what is the sinful propensity? Is it the readiness of men to do what's not good or bad or sinful? Or what's that in general?
It seems to be a tendency towards sin, a natural inclination towards sin.
To je neka prirodna sklonost prema zlu.
As Ellen White would call it, a bent towards evil.
Kaže, mi smo nagnuti prema zlu. Da to bukvalno prevedem.
And she's very clear that Jesus had an inclination to do right.
A sasvim je jasno da je Hristos bio nagnut prema dobru.
Thus we cannot say he's like other children.
Zato ne možemo reći da je bio sličan ostaloj deci.
That's the central issue right there.
A to je centralno pitanje u celom ovom sukobu.
Are we going to accept this third view and to teach it in our schools? Or do we have to how can I say, to let the professors to fight eternally with each other and to how can I say, to draw us into this into these fightings?
A lot of freedom, brother.
Ja ga pitam, da li ćemo mi sada u našim školama prihvatiti ovo treće mišljenje koje rešava problem, ili ćemo dozvoliti profesorima na našim visokim školama da se međusobno tuku i da sve nas uvlače u svoj sukob?
Technically,
tehnički govoreći,
you can hold any position and still be a good, faithful church member.
Vi možete prihvatiti bilo koje od ovih mišljenja i da opet ostanete dobar veran vernik crkve.
When it comes right down to it,
kada se pozabavimo ovim,
there are very few things we have to agree on to be Seventh-day Adventists.
Ima veoma malo stvari o kojima se mi moramo složiti da bismo bili adventisti sedmog dana.
27.
Samo sedam takvih stvari ima. What? 27.
27.
Oh, oprostite, 27. Ja, 27 osnovnih verovanja.
Everything else?
Sve ostalo
is an option.
Sve ostalo je na izboru.
And my hope is,
moje, ja se nadam,
that if time should last,
da ako vreme bude dozvolilo,
that we won't end up with 54.
That
we won't end up with 54 fundamental beliefs.
Da ćemo imati 54 osnovna verovanja.
Or 108.
Ili 108.
I'm one of those who believes that maybe 27 is a few more than we need.
A ja sam, spadam među one koji kažu da i ovih 27 je možda više nego što nam treba.
I once remembered talking before the general conference.
Neću se nikad zaboraviti kada sam govorio pred generalnom konferencijom.
Suggesting that what we really needed to focus in on.
Da postoji nešto na šta stvarno treba da se usredsredimo.
Were those great doctrinal salvations issues?
To su ta velika pitanja spasenja.
Those salvation issues that we share with other Christians.
To pitanje spasenja i nauke o spasenja koja nam je zajednička sa ostalim hrišćanima.
And those few doctrines that make us distinctively Adventist.
I onih nekoliko doktrina koje nas čine izuzetnima, posebnima.
And somebody asked a question.
A neko je postavio pitanje.
He said, you have these two clusters.
Vi imaš ovde te dve grupe.
He said, how did you get 27 out of that?
Kako onda možeš 27 da smestiš u te dve grupe?
Well, anyway, we talked about that for a while.
Eto, o tome smo neko vreme razgovarali. Are you going to speak during this general conference? Neće govoriti na ovoj generalnoj konferenciji, meni je jako žao. Govorit će na prethodnim sastanci.
But I guess I will, I wasn't planning on saying this, but I'll say it because I think we have time.
Nisam to planirao da kažem, ali mislim možda imamo vremena.
I don't really believe that Seventh-day Adventists have a theology.
Ja ne verujem u stvari da adventisti sedmog dana uopšte imaju svoju teologiju.
I've just written an article for Ministry Magazine.
Ja sam upravo napisao jedan članak za časopis Ministry.
Entitled 27 Fundamentals in Search of a Theology.
27 temelja u potrazi za teologijom.
Some of the brethren got out their cross.
Neka braća su se razbesnela.
When they saw that title.
Kada su videli taj naslov.
And thought that I might fit on it quite nicely.
I, ali ja smatram da on stvarno lepo govori o tom o čemu se radi.
But what do I mean by that?
Ali šta sam ja hteo da kažem time?
There's no focal point to Adventist theology.
Nema nekog fokalnog mesta u adventističkoj teologiji.
We got 27 beads on a string.
Mi imamo samo 27 žica u jednoj uzici.
The way they're listed, they're all the same size and shape.
Kad ih ovako poredamo, one su istog oblika. A ja bih predložio da na svakom kraju treba da visi treba da visi nekoliko hiljada tih neslužbenih čvorića. Jedan od njih, Jedan od njih je ne idi u bioskop.
Which is deep in the Adventist tradition.
To je duboko ukorenjen u adventističku tradiciju.
Even though the younger generation doesn't pay much attention to it.
Iako mlađa generacija ne obraća mnogo pažnje na taj čvorić.
But the logic of all this is this.
Ali logika svega ovoga je sljedeća.
If you've broken one of these beads,
ako prekršiš jedan od ovih,
since they're all the same size and shape,
a pošto su oni svi istog oblika i veličine,
and you went, let's say, to a movie, in a movie house,
a recimo odeš u bioskop, ali u bioskop da gledaš film,
that's the same size and shape as a loving Jesus.
To je po našoj teologiji istog oblika i značaja kao da li voliš Isusa.
So if you've done one,
ako si dakle jedno učinio,
same as rejecting Jesus,
onda to je isto kao da si se odrekao Isusa.
They say if that's what it is, I just walk away from the church.
A kažu ljudi, ako je to tako, onda odo ja iz crkve.
I said to one man this string of beads idea.
Ja sam rekao jednom čovjeku koji je zastupao ovu ideju o tom nizu.
He says, where's the string?
What?
Where's the string?
A gdje je onda ona nit koja povezuje sve ove čvoriće?
It's a pile of beads.
To je sad samo hrpa različitih, kako bi se rekli to, zrnaca i perni. Biser, ali jesu te perle. Perle.
I would like to suggest that we need to develop a model of our beliefs.
Ja mislim da bi nama bilo potrebno da razvijemo jedan model naših vjerovanja.
Shows which is most important.
Koji bi pokazivao šta je najvažnije.
There are many different ways of doing that. I'm using a pyramid here.
Ima mnogo načina da se to postigne. Ja se ovdje služim piramidom.
But you could use a wheel with a hub.
Možete se služiti točkom.
What religion is all about.
Šta je religija u stvari?
The problem of sin.
To je problem greha.
And God's solution to that problem.
I Božje rješenje tog problema.
The cross of Christ.
Na Hristovom krstu.
And the plan of salvation.
Plan spasenja.
That's religion, relating to that.
To je religija, to je odnos prema tome.
Christianity is not an understanding of the head.
Of the head.
Hrišćanstvo
nije pretežno razumevanje glave.
It's a heart relationship with Jesus Christ.
To je razumevanje srca sa Isusom Hristom.
The cross of Christ should inform everything we believe.
Krst Hristov treba da oblikuje sve u šta mi verujemo.
This is what Christianity is all about.
To je hrišćanstvo u svojoj srži.
And if you love God,
ako ljubiš Boga,
want to do his explicit will.
Onda ćeš željeti da izvršavaš njegovu izričitu volju.
That's the center.
To je centar.
That's the focal point.
To je taj fokalna tačka.
What are the doctrines for?
Zašto su doktrine tu?
To give us an intellectual understanding?
Da bi nam dale intelektualno razumevanje.
How to relate to the cross of Christ?
Kako da se odnosimo prema Hristovom krstu?
In a better way.
Na bolji način.
And Ellen White says it so nicely.
A Ellen White je to izrazila tako lepo.
When she says that every doctrine must be related to the cross of Christ.
Kada je rekla da svaka doktrina mora biti povezana sa Hristovim krstom.
Doctrines should help us understand God better and how to relate to him better, how to relate to his children better.
Doktrine treba da nam pomognu kako da se odnosimo prema Bogu bolje, kako da razumemo bolje, kako da se bolje odnosimo prema njegovoj deci. A sada na najnižem nivou, to je pitanje životnog stila. Zašto ja treba da vodim računa o svom zdravlju? Da, kada imam jasan, bistar um, ja mogu bolje da razumem doktrine. Drugo,
so I'll feel better and be a better lover.
Mogu da se osjećam bolje,
lover.
Mogu da se odnosim, bolje prema Hristovom krstu i prema Bogu.
You see, lifestyle is instrumental.
Kao što vidite, životni stil je instrument,
not an end in itself.
A ne cilj sam sebi.
Doctrine is instrument.
I doktrine su instrument,
not an end in itself.
Ne cilj same sebi.
The problem, one of the problems with Adventism,
jedan od problema sa adventizmom,
is no way to relate these aspects of our belief system.
Što nema nikakvog načina da dovedemo u međusobnu vezu sve ove aspekte našeg verovanja.
Problem,
drugi problem, što se mi uvek trudimo da evangelizam obavljamo na ovom nivou, umjesto na ovom.
That,
a osim toga, ima drugih adventista,
down here making religion at the behavioral level.
Koji religiju spuštaju na nivo ponašanja.
Now I will say, once you have this relationship with God,
ja moram da kažem, jednom kada uspostavite ovaj odnos sa Bogom,
it will affect your lifestyle,
on će i tekako uticati na vaš način života
and every aspect of your intellect.
I na svaki aspekt vašeg intelekta.
Well, I didn't mean to say that.
Nisam planirao da ovo kažem.
But I do think we need to really think about what's important.
Ali ja mislim da mi moramo stvarno misliti o onome što je zaista važno.
In Christianity.
U hrišćanstvu.
And have some sort of shape that gives importance and value.
Da imamo neku sliku o tome šta je važno, šta je vredno.
See, the real problem is,
stvarni problem jeste,
you can have this.
Vi možete imati ovo.
Without that.
Bez ovoga.
You can have this.
Možete imati ovo. Bez ovoga.
And to have these things without that.
I možete imati jedno i drugo bez ono gore.
Is to be totally lost.
To znači biti potpuno izgubljen.
Just a more intelligent sinner.
Bićete samo kako da kažem, obavešteniji grešnik.
Well, I think I'll take your question.
Intelligent ne znači inteligentan, nego znači obavešten.
We better take a break.
Imaćemo pauzu.
I want you to ask your question personally because
ali postavi svoje pitanje lično.
Because
nije seminar o teologiji.
In systematics.
Niti u sistematskoj teologiji.
It's a course in history.
Ovo je istorija.
And how we got from there to where we are now.
I kako smo odande stigli ovamo.
And that will inform us on certain types of solutions.
I to će nas informisati o određenim tipovima rješenja.
Systematics answers a different section of questions.
A sistematska teologija odgovara na sasvim drugi niz pitanja.
And although I would like to answer and discuss all those questions, we can't do everything in one course.
A iako bih ja voleo da odgovorim na sva ova pitanja, ne mogu u okviru jednog seminara.
If I am successful in this class,
ako budem uspeo u toku ovog seminara,
you will have more questions when you leave than when you came.
Onda ćete imati više pitanja kad se završi seminar nego što ste ih imali kad je počeo.
Which ought to give you a stimulus for further growth and development.
Što treba da vas stimulira za dalje rastenje i napredovanje.
I always tell my students at Andrews.
Ja uvijek kažem mojim studentima na Andrewsu.
If you leave my class thinking now that you know everything,
ako odete sa mog predavanja misleći da sad sve znate,
you're only deluded.
Samo ste prevarili sebe.
I hope you know enough.
Ja se nadam da znate bar dovoljno.
To ask more intelligent questions than when you arrived.
Da postavljate mnogo više inteligentnih pitanja nego kada ste došli.
But we can all afford to be humble in our theology.
A mi svi možemo sebi dozvoliti da budemo skromni i ponizni u svojoj teologiji.
I'll tell you why.
Ja ću vam reći zašto.
Because not one of us agrees on everything with the other one.
Jer ni jedan od nas ne slaže se sa svima ostalima u svemu.
My wife doesn't even agree with me on everything.
Ni čak ni se ni moja žena ne slaže sa mnom u svemu.
The very fact that no two people completely agree.
Sama činjenica da se ni jedna dvojica nikada ne slažu u svemu.
Probably is a reflection of the weakness of the human mind.
Jeste verovatno posljedica ili odražaj slabosti ljudskog uma,
to grasp infinite truth,
da shvati neograničenu istinu,
and to communicate it.
I da je prenosi.
We're limited.
Mi smo ograničeni.
There's a few things we understand for sure.
Ima samo nekoliko stvari koje sigurno shvatamo.
Those things ought to be at the center of our belief system.
I upravo zato te stvari treba da budu u centru našeg sistema verovanja.
But God gives us tremendous amount of freedom.
Da nam je Bog dao jedan ogroman ogromno područje slobode.
In what we believe.
U onome što verujemo.
And one of the worst things that ever happened to Christians.
A ono najgore što se ikada dogodilo hrišćanima
was to think that everybody had to believe just like them.
Jeste pokušaj da nateraju sve druge da veruju tačno onako kao što oni veruju.
On every point.
U svakoj tački.
And the problem here is the weaker the argument for a point.
A problem u ovome jeste što su slabiji dok potvrdite Biblijom.
Then the church is tempted to prove it by violence.
Onda je crkva u opasnosti ili u iskušenju da ih potvrdi svojim propisima.
And then you get inquisition.
I onda imate inkviziciju.
To make sure that everybody believes correctly.
Koja treba da se postara da svi veruju onako kako treba.
And even Adventists.
Pa čak i adventisti.
When they can't prove a point.
Kada nešto ne mogu da dokažu.
Get mad.
Onda se razbesne.
In fact, when I have a weak point in my sermon,
u stvari, kad ja imam neku slabu točku u mojoj propovedi,
I put something in my notes.
Ja metnem jedan znak u svoje beleške.
Shout here.
Viči glasnije.
If I get enthusiastic enough, people might think I'm right just because I'm making noise.
Jer ako oduševljeno nešto iznosim, onda ljudi će pomisliti da sam u pravu jer sam jako bučan.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting things that we could talk about.
Oh, ima još mnogo interesantnih stvari o kojima bismo mogli da razgovaramo.
But right now we're going to take a break.
Ali upravo sada idemo na pauzu.
Come back in 10 minutes.
I vraćamo se za 10 minuta u 10:15.